Good morning, everyone. Welcome back. So as we move into our last full day, we can use the skills we've cultivated the last week, the skill of mindfulness, to keep ourselves here, to keep ourselves from moving out into what's next. If we really wish to be present and open and awake in our futures, we'll need to continue to cultivate the skills we've cultivated here of being present. And one of the best ways to cultivate presence, one of the ways I really love to cultivate presence, is in appreciation. Appreciation for things we generally overlook. I woke up this morning and looked out the window and noticed this beautiful half moon sight. And then birds flying by, sound, movement. A few weeks ago, my wife and I were in a week-long, dark, silent retreat in northern Thailand, a Taoist retreat center. Complete and utter darkness. Extraordinary, extraordinary experience, as you can imagine. One of the things one recognizes in the dark is all of the other features of apprehending reality. The sense of sound. How delicate, how precious. Trying not to bump into anyone in the dark. There were about 30 of us. So really leaning in. And again, noticing how precious hearing is. Just hearing my voice right now. Hearing the silence in between what I'm saying. We were eating with our fingers. So this tactile sensation, touching something, and then taste. Really, in the dark, there's not much to do, so you really take a long time to eat. And so this sense of really, well, there was also a bit of a fast going on, so there wasn't much food, so each little bite, the craving, you wanted it to last. So I remember walking out of that retreat, my wife and I, and the extraordinariness of sight. Just to be able to see, it's something we take so for granted. There's a wonderful American writer and playwright. Most of you have heard of him, I'm sure. His name's Thornton Wilder. And he won a Pulitzer for a play that he penned called Our Town. And it's a very poignant play. It's one of my favorites. In the play, if you recall, and for those of you who don't know it, it's a small town in New Hampshire, about the turn of the 20th century. I think it's 1901. And it's an ordinary day as the play opens. And there's a young girl, I think she's in high school as the play begins. And you see her parents, you see her mom making breakfast, you see her dad, them not really noticing each other so much. There's no rancor between the two of them, but just he's on his way into his day, she's on her way into hers. You see the milkman come, deliver the milk. And you see his face and his sense of himself and what he's doing with his life. The paperboy. So we open with a very, very ordinary day. Ordinariness all around. And then we cut to a few years later. And she's married now and going through her process of growing up and maturing and living her life. And then we quickly cut to her having a child. And as she's having this child, she dies. She dies in childbirth. The child is okay, but she dies. And so we then cut to, after going through the grief, those around her, of that experience, we cut to the actual funeral. And we're there on the hill in this beautiful small town. And you're seeing all the gravestones of all the others who've died before her. And they're actually, in this play, those who have died before her are sitting in chairs on their gravestone. And they're looking out at those of us who are still alive. I'm just noticing what we are, how we are in those moments. And Emily is this young woman who's died. She's there as well. And she looks out, and she can barely take it. So she says, I just want one more day. Can I please have one more day? And all of the other of the dead say, not a good idea, really not a good idea. I advise you not to do this. She says, I think I must. I think I must. Okay, if you wish, so be it. So she chooses her 12th birthday. And she goes back, wakes up that morning, and there's the man delivering her milk. And she's looking at his beautiful, young, it appears to her, face, and his obliviousness to this youth and vitality that he has, to the love that she actually feels for him. And then the paper boy arrives, and he says hello, and looking at his face, and it's really starting to well up in her now. And then she looks towards her parents and sees how young they are and how much they're not quite seeing each other for who and what they are. She's given herself 24 hours to live this one 12th birthday. It takes her less than an hour to say, I can't do it. I can't go any further. I've got to go back. And so she does. She leaves and joins the rest of the dead in saying goodbye. That play always makes me weep. The poignancy of life that we miss, futurizing our experience. So if we really wish to be present in our futures, it is so important to cultivate the skill of bringing ourselves to this moment as it is, with a quality of gratefulness, of appreciation. Again, just using the most simple of things of touch and taste, and sight, sound. Before Thornton Wilder died, he wrote this short quote. He said, we can only be said to be alive in those moments when our hearts are conscious of our treasures. So the skill that we're cultivating in our mindfulness practice is the skill of looking out in a much different way. This is something that's been cultivated all week by these extraordinary teachers here on the stage with me, talked about and expressed so beautifully in her presence in Jeannie. We can only be said to be alive in those moments when our hearts are conscious of our treasures. So in this last day of living, and we can't know what our future is, this may be it. So the preciousness of that. The Tibetan Rinpoches, when they first were forced to leave their country and came to other countries to give teachings, some of the first teachings they gave were something called the four thoughts, or the four mind changings. The four thoughts that turn the mind towards the Dharma. And the first of those four thoughts was the recognition of this precious human life. A recognition that we have the privilege, those of us here in particular, the privilege and the leisure to learn and to practice. The second mind-changing was impermanence. So anicca. This ephemeral existence, should not, please don't waste it. Everyone who's born will die. My death is certain. The exact time is unknown. Knowing that, what can I do to bring myself fully here and grasp in the best possible way the bounty? And the third mind-changing is the notion of the consequences of our actions, so karma. Knowing that we will cultivate virtuous actions and we will inadvertently harm. Knowing that, embracing that, so be it. And then the last mind-changing is this recognition of our boundless nature, the recognition that we aren't bound by who we think we are. That's an illusion. And that suffering follows if we don't recognize that boundless nature. So, as we survey the landscape on this property of our life today, we can turn our attention in a very particular way. It's been said that we absorb reality in two ways. Allowing it in, and in this case that allowance is willy-nilly, just kind of all over the place and allowing whatever to settle inside of us. So allowing it or directing it. And that's what we've been doing, is directing our attention. And that's what the call is to do. Directing our attention in a very particular way. And in this case, directing our attention towards the bounty. So let's all be bounty hunters. Let's all hunt loving kindness today. Let's hunt that always. Again, instead of surveying the landscape for what's out of place, let's survey it for what we can be grateful for. And let's start that survey in our practice right now. So as you settle down into your seat, just taking stock of this beautiful body, this alive body that will be dead, that will not be here. In whatever shape you find it in, whatever faults you find it to have, this is my body. This is my only and sacred vessel. Love for our bodies may not be here, but that's why it's a cultivation. May I love this body as it is. May I love seeing. May I love hearing. May I love knowing what I'm hearing. Consciousness, cognizance. And may I wish this for all beings.